USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans is warning of life-threatening flash flooding Sunday as heavy rains pound Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. Areas can expect between 2 to 4 inches of rain, and some parts locally could see up to 6 inches of rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Ressler with some reminders.
Don't drive through high water. It's very difficult to determine the depth of the water at night, and so just exercise some common sense.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was in McAllen, Texas on Saturday, and he says he intends to accelerate the plan to secure the border without the Pentagon's continuous help. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis.
Judd was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The Trump administration responds to more missiles firing in North Korea. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent reports.
North Korea's launch of two suspected short-range missiles adds another complication into Pyongyang's stalled negotiations with the United States. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN.
I know Japan and South Korea are concerned about this, and I think President Trump's giving a little bit of breathing space for Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is looking for attention to get back to the negotiating table. He left Hanoi thinking that the United States was going to as the previous two administrations did. President Trump stood strong and said this is not negotiations of old.
Former Congressman and 2020 hopeful Robert O'Rourke was holding a town hall in New Hampshire on Saturday. He talks about what can be done to make college possible for more Americans.
By ensuring that at a minimum community college is free going forward, that we lower the cost of debt and tuition at four-year universities.
O'Rourke did not talk about who would pay for free college. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In a world that often wants men to be silent and soft, Promise Keepers is working to change that. They're emphasizing that men need to be proactive, courageous, humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ken Harrison. He's the president and chairman of Promise Keepers. He also has a new book out titled Rise of the Servant Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. And one of the things I asked him and we talk about was why sometimes men don't always want to communicate with other men, but it's the way we were designed.
The thing that we really want to drill into guys is that they need to be on a fire team. A fire team is the basic core of the Marine Corps. It is how the Marine Corps is built. Marine Corps is the most effective modern-day large fighting force that there is. And everything in the Marine Corps is based around 3 to 5 men, almost always 4, who all have different skills, who do life together, or in their case, combat together. But they learn, they do things together, they learn to trust each other. Fire teams are very, very close. Men need a fire team in their life because we have an epidemic of the friendless American male who feels unappreciated. He's working all the time in many cases, doesn't make enough money, can't find enough time to spend with his wife, not with his kids. And you know, what do we do with men? We shove them off in a corner and say, well, we have a Bible study for you at 6:30 in the morning on Friday where you sit and listen to people tell you about the Bible. That is not how we build. Men are meant to do. We're meant to accomplish things.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.